Saturday Magazine, sponsored by Velocity Rewards,
the award-winning loyalty program for Virgin Australia's frequent flyers.
Hi, my name's Ange Barry, and I'm the CEO of Joy 94.9, Australia's only LGBTIQ community radio station. I'm new to Joy, but Joy's been around for 26 years. We want to be around for another 26 years, and to do that, we need to grow. My vision for the future is for Joy to become Joy Nation, a combination of video, news and editorial, and of course, the great radio station that you love. We are so grateful for the support that our community has provided us over the years, but we are now reaching out to you, our friends in the broader Australian community, to help make this happen. So I'm asking you now to choose Joy by going to joy.org.au and donating to our Chuff campaign, helping us raise $250,000 to build Joy Nation. Joy, your voice, your radio station.
Good morning, world. We're again proud to bring you another totally live show from the Joy Studios in downtown Melbourne. We've invited some really interesting and well-informed guests. We'll hear their opinions. They'll explain, perhaps complain. They'll challenge us. And you never know, there might be a bit of gossip. Stay in, tune in, stay alive. Saturday Magazine starts now.
From Joy 94.9, this is Saturday Magazine.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9, streaming online at joy.org.au and available on podcast as SatMag closes in on 750,000 podcasts. This is Saturday Magazine, Joy's flagship news and longest running current affairs show. We bring you the current news, opinions, questions and hopefully some answers in this ever-changing and challenging world we're living in. We're honoured and privileged to bring you independent current affairs from a queer perspective. I'm Macca. My normal co-host Tass is swanning around in his dressing gown. My co-host this morning is our very own CEO of Joy, Ange Barry. Paul is on panel, Fiona on social media. Good morning, Ange.
Good morning, Macca. Lovely to be here with you all today.
How are you?
I'm really well, thank you. I'm feeling good. The sky is still a little grey, but I am not.
Yeah, and it's actually going to be a good day, I think. Hopefully it's a good day for everyone listening. Now, our guest today, coming up shortly, is John Posito. John's a former Liberal MP, Shadow Attorney General. He's a lawyer. He's a commentator. He does quite a few regular spots on 774, I think sometimes with Bronwyn Pike, ex-State Labor Health Minister. And we're going to talk to John about a whole lot of things. COVID-19, obviously, hotel inquiry. Interested what John would be doing if he was the Attorney General in government now. Following John, Karen Bryant is the CEO of Midsummer. And whilst it's really difficult to plan in these difficult times, and I think Ange and I know that better than anyone else, I want to get a bit of a feel for how Karen would like Midsummer to play out, the sort of things she's thinking of, and obviously, you know, the challenges of that, but to get a feel for where Midsummer is going to land. Ro Ellum, the Commissioner for LGBTIQ plus communities. And I've heard some anecdotal evidence that our community is being a bit underrepresented in testing. I want to know whether, you know, whether it's just what I've heard. I don't think there's been any particular strong surveys done on this. But, you know, if we hear that, why it is, but What Ro thinks in terms of how we can encourage our community to test, obviously assuming they qualify for a test,
yes,
but how they do it.
Yep.
Then Stefan and Melissa from Deakin Uni, and this will be at about 11:15, and I give you a heads up, we're going to be talking about facilitating the next of kin presence and visiting for patients dying from COVID-19 in ICU. That will be a difficult discussion, but looking forward to it. So if that concerns you, please don't feel obligated to listen.
Yep.
Then Lydia Thorpe. Lydia is a new senator for the Australian Green. She takes the role that Richard Di Natale filled for 10 or so years. Lydia was the member for Northcote, won that at a by-election, lost it at the state election, and she was nominated by a vote of the Greens to replace Richard Di Natale. And finally, Joe Ball from Switchboard. And Ange, you've been, you know, you work with Joe from time to time.
Yeah.
What's Joe about?
Yeah, well, look, it's a very interesting time for Switchboard because, of course, people are reaching out at the moment for help, which is completely understandable given the impact of COVID and lockdown on our ability to connect with others and talk through some of the issues that you probably usually have a discussion about over a cup of coffee or, you know, somewhere social with people you know and love. Switchboard is playing a really important role in supporting people during this time, as they do outside of COVID, but particularly now. And what Joe is finding is older members of the Rainbow community are indeed reaching out. And I think that, Macca, as we know right now, for older people and perhaps people in care,
yes,
it's an incredibly lonely time because our care facilities are effectively...
It's lonely enough for those of us,
yep,
you know, that even are sharing a residence with someone.
Yes.
Let alone those living alone. And then you put on top of that, in some instances, you know... A lot of years under the belt,
yeah,
and also geographic, you know, yes, it just multiplies it. So yeah, that'll be an interesting discussion.
It does, and I can imagine, you know, older people move into aged care facilities because there's a sense of community there. But if you're effectively having to be locked within that facility as well for your own protection,
yeah,
and health, it's really difficult. So yeah, it'd be great to hear from Joe and see, you know, how Switchboard are supporting our community in that way.
Yeah. Now I want to ask you, you've got a bit of a background in community radio.
I do.
Tell us about that.
Yeah, sure, Macca. So I met community radio over 25 years ago now, and I actually got involved with what's called a sub-metro community radio station in the outer northeastern suburbs of Melbourne, and found that I was very much attracted to the independent voice that community radio does give people. We were, and still are, that station is called Plenty Valley FM. They're still an emergency broadcaster for the area. They were born with that role. Joy was born with the role of giving a voice to the Rainbow community. Plenty Valley FM was born with the role of giving a voice to our fringe urban communities who are very much exposed to fire danger.
Yes.
So hence it was given the emergency broadcaster status. And it was a really fascinating station to be involved with because it was also and is located in Victoria and Melbourne's most multicultural local government authority, which is the city of Whittlesea.
Okay.
So really fascinating. The station broadcasts in 10 to 15 different languages.
Wow.
So great group of people.
Mm. Yeah, so not a lot of people know that Ange came to Joy with that experience, and she's always keen to get behind the microphone too, which is good. And we haven't actually had you on. We've had you on to chat.
Yeah.
But we must do it as a co-host more often because... you know, it's a good experience, you know, for our listeners, and it's a good experience for you.
Mm, it is, Macca, and I love it. I presented a Friday morning magazine for probably about 5 years.
Right.
And had the privilege of interviewing and you know, liaising, I guess, with a lot of really interesting people. So a very special part of my life that, you know, I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed. And so it's lovely to be back here with you.
Great
and I'm looking forward to the show.
It's great to have you. How's Joy travelling at the moment?
Joy has really shown how adaptable and creative the Rainbow community is during COVID, Macca. We, for those who are listening and may not be aware, community radio happens in situ in studios, but with the advent of COVID, we've had to relocate 150-plus broadcasters,
yeah,
to be able to work from their homes. And from a technology point of view, that's really challenging. But we've adapted. And we're actually doing really well. And I would encourage anybody listening that if you value the work that Joy's doing right now, let us know because it's really the fuel that keeps us,
yes,
firing. And if you're a business out there who would like to support Joy, you're very welcome as well. And community groups, we need your support. We want your support. Like most organisations, revenue streams have been hit, so we're working very hard to,
yeah,
keep ourselves afloat.
Show us the money.
Show us the money.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.